like 1 minute to me.
Reason to be circled like a cat, sensing the taste of blood. I protected cat spirit, fending off the real. I walk through raging fire. Nothing touches me. Nothing is there. Only my gift. It gives. I walk on. United in the all-knowing passion, the elegant dance, the costume of circumstance. He tried to blend in. Together, no attention. The unnoticed drift light as air, colorless, dissembled movement through coolness of clouds. He only needed to continue. That was enough. Obliterated objectives. Yesterday went poof. The hour advanced, forgotten. Signs in the street, construction machinery, the look of 100 people. It was all a work of art. He carried his art on his bones, skin stretched over, his hanging apparel, stick of a man, the same as everyone. He was everything that was. No differentiation. His idea was the real. All else took on life because of him. One day he decided. Everything before is now. All now will be. That's what I am. The will be now. Sometimes it was interesting enough. He could hold himself high. The solar system wasn't important. Speculation was absurd. The same was not the same. He knew because he destroyed himself. He continued anew. Bright span, glowing direction. He didn't lead. He followed. He was pulled by a force into time. He knew he had to go. I let him disappear. Frequently found myself unable to remember. The forgetting was a blessing. It created now. All I wanted was now, not a plan. Even the concrete construction had no purpose. I decided nothing. I followed the beacon. He sprawled about the bed at night, waiting for the dawn. At times I watched him. Was he really me? We didn't want the world to know we were two. It was our secret. He spoke, I listened. He moved, I watched. He heard me breathing, catching up on him, trying to make him change, trying to kill him so I could be. He was too fallible. I was perfection of thought. Streaming down the boulevard lined with trees. the trees became wilderness, a mass of broken parts, walking difficult, sure-footed. He did not stumble. He knew that pastures and lakes distant would appear. He pushed obstructions from the way. I waited for a quiet time.
A pondering there. Recorded live at the Center of Gravity, Toronto, Canada, on September 17th of 2006. That was Duality of Self, Part 3, taken from Toronto Sunday, Duality of Self, Corwood, number 0803, featuring the Corwood rep on vocal and corks, synths, Nick Fraser percussion, Rob Cluton double bass, and Neilan Pereira guitar. I'm Cecil Doyle, and it's time for Jandek. And this is Julian Dale.
As we've seen, Jandek songs deal with a variety of emotions, some of which might have been invented on the spot. However, the artist surely has days when he doesn't know how he's feeling, despite needing the album finished before his vacation on Friday. So what does he do? He fools around. On a more personal note, I've been in a very similar situation with this review. As I started it, classes were about a week away, and I wanted to get Modern Dances out of the way first. It always struck me as one of the more forgettable Jandek albums, so I did not have a whole lot to say about it. On the other hand, I knew that several songs had a silly or sarcastic feel to them, and back in the day, Art Black sort of called it a comedy album. Thus, I decided to start the review in a more humorous way than before, which was surprisingly effective. Modern Dances is the finale of what I call a subsection of the second Jandek era. The shared attributes of these albums include electric guitar, drums, bass, the Mystery Man singing on some tracks, Nancy on others, and sometimes both of them at once. I've been noticing the pattern for years, but the great unsolved mystery is why the subsection was interrupted. Just to simplify matters, some might consider Follow Your Footsteps part of it, but because of Eddie's influence, many tracks bear no resemblance to the prior releases. When you thought Jandek was changing course with that album, along came Modern Dances as the next big idiosyncrasy in his work. We can only wonder when it was recorded. Did the activities with Eddie interrupt its release, or did Jandek have a reunion with the others later on? Whenever it was made, there are some key differences from the rest of the subsection. The final chunk of the record is comprised of new acoustic tracks, which resemble the end of Follow Your Footsteps in terms of guitar tuning. But, just like 6 and 6, the distinct reverb is usually what comes to mind when I think of Modern Dances. To be sure, Foreign Keys and Telegraph Melts also had reverb, but it didn't offer the same intimacy back then. Here, it sounds like the group is in a tight space, like a semi-trailer, and once you realize that, you just might notice some claustrophobia in Jandek's voice. What's really interesting is that the acoustic songs not only feature the same effect, but the reverb was actually more intense on the LP version. I guess the band Low took inspiration from that before making their echoey version of Carnival Queen. To kick things off, the group revisits the teeth painting issue with Painted My Teeth. This may sometimes be misconstrued as a remake of the similar song from Telegraph Melts, but only the general concept is the same. The tempo is slower, and it's a duet with Nancy and the Mystery Man, so at least we're hearing both sides of the argument this time. She's against teeth painting, while he's in favor because apparently Karl Marx did it. Also, the guitar playing stops at one point, which does create some interesting tension. Otherwise, there's not much to it, and the psychosis is toned down from the original version. If I'm only rating Jandek songs based on their titles, 12 Minutes Since February 32nd has to be one of my favorites. For us, that month is obviously missing the 30th and 31st, so one might say this song takes place in a parallel universe where February has extra days. Jandek and company treat the 32nd as a sort of purge, as heard in the second half, where the singer tells someone to get a knife so they can go on a fervent killing spree. Fittingly, he announces they're all dead now, just before the song dies. For a Jandek song, it's not especially deep, but it's definitely one of the better electric tracks on the record. Spirituality must have been recently discussed, because there are two songs in a row dealing with that. With the guitar intro acting as the tolling of church bells, "Nothing is Better Than God" is a tribute to who else but the man upstairs. Nancy takes on the role of a reborn believer, while Jandek doesn't say as much, although he does hold a note for 13 seconds before repeating God's name 13 more times. I suggest writing this down in case they make Jandek Trivial Pursuit. Anyway, what follows is both my favorite electric track and the only one featuring Nancy by herself. Spiritual Song paints an ethereal picture where people fly, and the narrator makes a profound discovery by picking up a piece of the sky. She then experiences gratitude and elation, delivering interesting lines like, "We are right on the edge of whatever you choose to be on the edge of." To top it all off, the bass is nice and easy to hear, so this was always one of the songs I skipped to. Of course, you can also listen to the third version of Spanish In Me, which is, surprisingly, labeled with the number 3. This time, all three singers share the mic, so it's not a complete waste of time. As for I Want to Know Why, I wouldn't be talking about it if it weren't for a few specific lines. There's not much to it besides the title, but out of nowhere, the mystery man says Ohio, to which Nancy responds, "Why did I ever leave Ohio?" The reason he gives is because the cows came home. So, I guess she thought she'd spend the rest of her life there, but her plans ultimately brought her to Jandek's area. This was her last album with him, so it might have been time for her to go back. Finally, we've reached the acoustic tracks, two of which are the main reasons to buy this album. As the next track to be released on You Walk Alone, Open E is perhaps the most underappreciated. Don't let the boring title fool you, because these lyrics are some of Jandek's finest. He is singing to an ex-friend, possibly Nancy, with whom he had a few misadventures and misinterpreted certain omens. In the chorus, his advice is to focus on the present rather than things that can't be fixed, but I guess that's easy for him to say, since he's also prone to daydreaming. My favorite line is, "I can never feel the threat of losing anything I get for free," which I'm hoping is a statement about gratitude, but the world may never know. Then there's Carnival Queen, which was my favorite Jandek track for a little while. I loved how he created a heartbeat effect with the plucking style, which was unlike the other songs I had heard. Lyrically, this has nothing to do with carnivals. That's just part of the name of this demonic mistress that he describes. Condemned spirits gather around her fiery body as she simultaneously curses and gives life to the narrator. Jandek closes the album with the chilling line, "Your nails pierce my palms," as if he's about to be possessed. Lyrically, these last two songs work so well because they are opposites, first offering wisdom and then fantasy, and excelling in both. As fascinating as they are, I don't mention the Jandek album covers too much, but this seems like the right moment. The cover of Modern Dances was taken around the same time as the next one, so I'm sure some newer fans get them confused. You know how unfortunate that is if you have any idea what the next album is like. But if you look at Modern Dances as a different breed, or the swan song of Nancy and the Mystery Man, it has a nice balance of everything you need. Two good electric tracks, and two masterpieces in the classic style before Jandek takes a break from that. If all of that isn't enough for you, then it's all uphill from here.
Julian Dale reviewed Modern Dances from 1987, the 14th Jandek album, Corwood number 0752. Selections from Modern Dances begin with Painted My Teeth.
My teeth.
12 minutes since February 32nd.
Get your knife and leave it on. It's February 32nd, and we're gonna get them now because their last day is February 32nd. Come on now, we're gonna get them all. It's hundreds of them. You're gonna get them. Oh, come on.
Nothing is better than God.
Thank you.
the Lord on Sunday.
Spiritual song.
Flying down slow, I don't even want to go, but it's so nice when you fly down slow. Sky. I watched it. again. Here we are once more. We're right on the edge of whatever you choose to be on the edge of.
Spanish in Me, 003.
Yeah.
selections from Jandek's Modern Dances continues with I Want to Know Why.
Open E. together when it always meant to be. The voices outside we heard so clearly weren't meant for us to hear. Those true wild words were few. Listen to the other side of life. Listen, don't turn back the tide of life. If I should go and try to find a each and every day I dream a dream. In which I don't return. But I can never feel the thrill of losing anything I give for free. Listen to the other side of life. Listen, don't turn back the tide of life.
Modern Dances concludes with Carnival Queen.
Morning, morning, sounds of woe. Carnival Queen, your hair's on fire. Your nails pierce my heart. Angel, your eyes are fire. Breathing with prayers. Yeah.